He is now one of the leading voices when it comes to Christian medical ethics today, as well as fueling medical missions. I'm talking about Dr. Mike Chupp, and you are going to have a chance to hear him on Monday, September 23rd at A Heart for Our Community. This is always a great yearly event that we love to promote here at WFCV. It benefits Christian Community Healthcare. You can find out more about the event by going to ChristianCommunityHealthcare.org. Again, that's ChristianCommunityHealthcare.org. But I want to tell you that you are going to have the pleasure of meeting Dr. Mike Chupp on this broadcast. He is with me for the half hour. He is the new CEO of Christian Medical and Dental Associations, that's CMDA, just stepping into this job after a long career in medicine and missions. And Dr. Chupp, it is really good to have you with me today.
Thank you, Mark. It's my delight. Thanks for inviting me today.
Well, and on the day that we're recording this interview, because we always record them a little bit in advance, that's not a secret to anyone, this is actually your first day in the office, so I'll just start by asking, how's it gone so far? It's the end of day one.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's been a great day. We had our first gathering of my executive team. We had chapel. This weekend, we sent out some communications around the country just to our constituents and had an opportunity. My predecessor, Dr. David Stevens, has stepped down and crossed the finish line of leading this organization for 25 years. It's been an incredible legacy, and it's an incredible privilege for me to keep on fanning those flames of a great leadership legacy moving forward for Christians in healthcare.
There's so much to talk about with you, and you know, we have time to get to it all, but I want to start here. Familiarize our listeners who are not familiar with CMDA, Christian Medical and Dental Associations. Familiarize them with what CMDA is all about and why it is important for contemporary Christians to know about, whether you're in the medical field or not.
Excellent question, Mark. So Christian Medical and Dental Associations is a membership organization. We have over 19,000 members, some of whom are actually overseas. The organization started in 1931, started by students in Chicago, spread to multiple cities, and has grown, added dentists along the way, and many other Christian healthcare professionals. And our mission is to motivate those Christian healthcare professionals, motivate, educate, and equip them to glorify God. And we do that by advancing excellent healthcare in Christ's name, just like he did compassionately for the sick and dying, and then also by promoting, advancing biblical principles of healthcare within the church into our culture.
Where do you think CMDA has made the biggest difference in our culture, in our world, over the past, say, well, I mean, you just alluded to Dr. David Stevens, the man you're replacing. Let's just say over the last 25 years, the last quarter century, just because, okay, that seems to make some sense.
Well, it's over 40 ministries, and so we have key result areas, Mark, and we're all about service, transformation, equipping, voice. So let me just pick one. I think one of the major changes in the last couple of decades that Dr. Stevens brought to this organization is stepping out and speaking out on what you mentioned earlier in your introduction is bioethics from a biblical perspective. Even the 2,000 or 3,000 year old Hippocratic Oath has been challenged and compromised. And it really has defined healthcare and medicine for such a long time. But now those things we've taken for granted are no longer being supported, even by our secular medical organizations or associations like the American Medical Association or the American Academy of Family Physicians. And so where we find ourselves, so we're the little guy on the block, so to speak, compared to those big secular organizations, but we stand by healthcare that supports our deeply held religious beliefs. And we've had multiple other healthcare professionals and other specialties, Mark, come on board because, as Dr. Stevens has said in the past, either we all hang together or we hang separately. Mm-hmm. These days in American culture. So I think the big thing is has been encouraging Christians in healthcare that they're not alone, helping them to integrate faith into healthcare. And we have a curriculum called Grace Prescriptions that's been around for about 15 years or so. And that teaches medical students, residents, and graduate healthcare professionals from many different specialties, Mark, how to be able to wisely and respectfully introduce our faith and trust in Christ to those whom we're caring for.
Dr. Mike Chupp is with me today. He is the CEO of CMDA, the Christian Medical and Dental Associations, headquartered, in Bristol, Tennessee. And he is going to be the keynote speaker at A Heart for Our Community. This is the yearly dinner that familiarizes you with Christian Community Healthcare, one of the terrific nonprofits in the Fort Wayne area. This event is going to be Monday evening, September 23rd, at the Parkview Miro Center. That's on the north campus of Parkview Hospital. And you can find out how to get tickets, how to attend, by going to ChristianCommunityHealthcare.org. ChristianCommunityHealthcare.org. And Dr. Chupp will certainly be talking about CCHC and the great ministry that it is. I love Mark Schlatter, who heads it up, and his board. They just do terrific work, headquartered there in the small town of Grable, just outside Fort Wayne. So let me ask you, what are you planning on talking about that evening on the 23rd?
Well, Mark, the theme, A Heart for Our Community, I think our motto at CMDA is changing hearts in healthcare, and that's our focus, and transforming the world. And so it's all about our heart life. And so what I want to talk about is the three G's of heart life. And if we have a heart for our community, that we need to grow that heart, give that heart, but most importantly, guard that heart. Mm. I talk about the four C's in healthcare: Christ-centered, compassionate care. And when I was a pre-med student at Taylor University, had great goals. I went to Indiana University Medical School, and as I entered medical school, that sort of environment. As you climb that mountain to become a physician, there are so many influences. There's so much pressure to conform. And those four C's, Mark, Christ-centered, compassionate care, can so easily become, and does in many cases for healthcare professionals, as they get their training, can become the four P's: power, prestige, position, and payment, instead of what started us along that path. And we get transformed, all right, but we get transformed in many cases not into representing Christ. So I'm going to talk about the three G's: grow that heart for your community, give that heart for your community, but along the way, guard that heart.
Well, it sounds like it's a terrific message, and it's really needed today more than ever when you have this phenomenon, I guess that's what I would call it, of these large groups. And by the way, I'm not saying that large hospitals and healthcare groups are bad. They're not. This is just the reality of healthcare today. The small independent physicians who could run things basically in the way that aligned with their consciences and preferences in terms of patient care, those days are rapidly going by the wayside. And I would just think, as one who is not a physician but is in the medical community and observes this happening, that this would make it harder to put that Christ-centered, compassionate care into service, because you're not running the practice always if you're the physician anymore. Am I right about that? Do you have thoughts on that, Dr. Chupp?
Yeah, and I'm more recently trained. I still finished quite a number of years ago, but those ahead of me lament it even more than I do. But the whole idea of being employed, there are still very creative ways. The Holy Spirit is very powerful in the believer's life, and so no matter what the employment situation or the practice situation, there will always be opportunities. What Peter said, always be prepared to give an answer for those who ask you, why do you have the hope that you have? And so I just want to encourage Christians in healthcare. Yeah, I understand there are employment situations and that productivity is very, very critical these days to make sure that you see so many patients in a particular clinic in a given day. But we don't have to spend a lot of time. I found in my practice in general surgery, I was actually in St. Joseph, Michigan, mm-hmm. When I was not in Kenya doing surgery and leadership there. And it doesn't take much to point people to Christ. And over the course of time, especially for those doing primary care, Mark, they have opportunities to drop little faith flags and point people to something bigger than themselves outside just their physical problems. And so I think we can still be an effective witness for Christ in healthcare, even under the time crunches and productivity demanded of us today.
There is no doubt about that. And you see that put into action when you talk about Christian community healthcare in Grable, CCHC. I mean, here you have so many medical professionals, whether it's MDs, whether it's nurses, who are volunteering their time throughout the week to give back to their community, to provide health care for those who in many cases otherwise could not afford this urgent care. And I think it's a wonderful example of what you're talking about. So it's really just a terrific fit to have you in town for this. I'm Mark Bellinger along with Dr. Mike Chupp. He is the new CEO of CMDA, Christian Medical and Dental Associations, and he is going to be the keynote speaker at A Heart for Our Community. This is the yearly event showcasing and helping raise support for Christian Community Healthcare, one of the great local nonprofits in the Fort Wayne area. You can find out more about the event. You can find out how you can go by going to ChristianCommunityHealthcare.org, ChristianCommunityHealthcare.org. And if you're just joining us, Dr. Chupp is just beginning his run as CEO of CMDA. It is headquartered in Bristol, Tennessee. But Dr. Chupp, I want to drill down a little bit more now on your own personal story. You are, like me, an Indiana boy, so you are a Hoosier. And, you know, I would ask you, what is it that makes people from Indiana better than other people? But I know that that's not true, even if we feel a certain pride.
Well, my own producer here in our studio is giving me a big smile because he's from Tennessee. Volunteers are pretty good people down here, so I got to say that before I follow through. But, you know, Indiana, of course, Midwest, lots of wonderful Christian communities. I must admit that I grew up in the missionary church, and interestingly enough, Fort Wayne, Indiana is the international headquarters for the missionary church. So on many, many, many Saturdays, my youth group, I was involved from eighth grade up until almost receiving my MD degree with a youth Bible quizzing program. And we would all hop in the van. They would sometimes pick me up when I went to Tate University, and we'd go up to Fort Wayne and do Bible quizzing. It was a wonderful, wonderful memories of my time in Fort Wayne. But Indiana has produced a number of wonderful medical missionaries. My own pastor's son was a real inspiration to me in Mooresville, Indiana, just on the south side of Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. You know, from Bern, Indiana, actually, was the Bern, Indiana produced two incredible medical missionaries. One, Dr. Bob Schindler, who built a hospital in Liberia, Elwha Hospital, back in the 60s.
And I do want to talk about your own missionary service. I mean, this is really the spine of your adult life, and it's what your family has known all those years in Kenya. Tell me what inspired you to go over there to Tenwick, what sort of work you were involved in. I mean, this is fascinating stuff.
Well, it honestly began with, CMDA used to be called CMDS. We were a society back in the 80s. And when I started medical school in 1984, got involved with a first-year medical student Bible study sponsored by CMDS and faculty members at Indiana who loved the Lord and set a great example, encouraged us as medical students. And I really think that that's really a core ministry, our campus ministry of CMDS. And as I went up thinking that God was, I mentioned my pastor's son, Dr. Roy Ringenberg, was a great example. I was interested in medical missions. And my faculty member, CMDS sponsor at IU, told me about Timok Hospital. Other students, Mark, had gone to Kenya and had a two-month rotation. And I said, I want to do that. So as a fourth-year student at IU, I went to Kenya. I wasn't married yet. I was single with another IU student and spent 2 months and fell in love with that ministry. I was just amazed, blown away by the impact that long-term career medical missionaries had in Southwest Kenya with not the greatest of equipment or medicines or supplies, but a great deal of love for Kenyans. And that hospital, Tenwick, has grown and grown and grown into something incredible that I was able to be a part of over the course of most of 2 decades with my wife, Pam. And we went with a little three-year-old boy in 1996, long haul, a young surgeon. I was only 3 years out of residency. My wife gave birth to two more kids while we were in Kenya. So we raised our family there along with other American and Kenyan families. And I wouldn't trade it for anything, Mark, the experience of being able to help so many different people. And I think probably the most intriguing thing about my career that I love to tell people is I went to go do general surgery. That was the training that I went from America. I'm American board certified general surgeon. But there were so many patients with broken bones and bone infections, and we had no specialist. Mm. Within a year, I began to focus on orthopedic surgery, and within 3 or 4 years, it took over my career. And after about 10 years, most people didn't even know I was a general surgeon. They thought I was an orthopedic surgeon.
And how did you see God work? Do you have a story or two of how you clearly saw God at work and your own faith was strengthened by those years in Kenya?
Wow, hundreds and hundreds of stories I could tell, but what one story is kind of fun, well, fun in an unusual way. There was a Maasai warrior who, together with his other Maasai tribesmen, there was a lot of cattle, thieving that took place between tribes in our area in Southwest Kenya. And a Maasai group in the middle of the night decided to go, and I'm sure they said, well, these Kipsigis took these, you know, this other tribe took our cows away from us in the past. Let's go in and get them back. But the Kipsigis, this other tribe, the tribe that we primarily took care of, were waiting for these Maasai with bows and arrows. And a patient, one of the warriors, took an arrow to the right eye and was brought in over the course of several hours. Took to transport him to Tenwick Hospital. And my first meeting with John, that was his Christian name, if you will, Western name that was given to him, saw him seated calmly in a chair with an arrow in the shaft of an arrow coming out of his right eye.
Wow.
Very stoic individual, not even acting like he was in pain. And I got an x-ray, and it really looked, Mark, like the tip of the arrow was in his cervical spinal cord. Mm. But the arrow had glanced and was actually behind his right mandible's jaw. Ended up it was next to his carotid artery. And I took John to the operating room, but just before we put him to sleep, through an interpreter, said, you know, John, something really bad has happened to you tonight, and I'm going to help you with that. I'm sorry you're going to lose your right eye, but I just want to ask you, there's nothing I'm going to ask you for. No payment, nothing back, but except this, I would like you to listen very carefully to the pastor who's going to talk to you tomorrow and talk to you, give you some really good news that I hope will cheer you up and give you something very important. I think the most important thing I could ever tell you, they're going to talk to you about that tomorrow. And so John nodded his head and went to sleep, and I removed the arrow in his right eye in a very intriguing, interesting way. Maybe I can show you some pictures someday, Mark, of that.
Wow.
But the next day, he did. He took me, he followed my instructions. And within 48 hours, John, probably in his 20s, had decided to follow Christ, to give his life to Christ, ask God to forgive him for all kinds of sins, including trying to steal cattle. And he was transformed completely just transformed before our eyes. And so I just could not think of any better example of what Jesus said. If your right eye causes you to sin, cut it out and throw it away. Mm. It is better for you to go into eternity with one eye than to have both eyes and to be thrown into hell. And John is just was an example. It was God's providence and grace in his life that he had an arrow to the right eye and was brought to our hospital and heard the truth of the gospel, saving love of God through his son, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, now that is a heck of a story. Dr. Mike Chupp with me for just a few more minutes. He's the CEO, the new CEO of Christian Medical and Dental Associations, CMDA. He will be the keynote speaker at A Heart for Our Community, the awareness and support raising event up at the Parkview Miro Center on Monday, September 23rd for Christian Community Healthcare, CCHC. You can find out more. You can find out how to go and support this organization, learn more about it by going to ChristianCommunityHealthcare.org, ChristianCommunityHealthcare.org. And Dr. Chupp, I've just got to ask you, how rare are these sorts of, now we come back to present day here in the States, how rare are these sorts of ministries who are doing what CCHC is doing in the Leo Grable and Fort Wayne areas? It just seems to me like we see precious little of the church on a localized, individual, regional basis doing this sort of work.
Well, I would say, you know, it's a little bit like that story where Elijah was so depressed because he thought he was alone and he thought he was the only prophet in the land of Israel. But I will say, there is a network called CCHF, very similar to CCHC, of associations. I would not be surprised if Mark Schlatter and CCHC is quite familiar with this network, but Christian Community Health Fellowship, over 400 clinics.
Wow.
In this fellowship across the country. And great networks, many of them are federally qualified health centers, all over the place. I have a good friend who works on Staten Island in New York City, who's one of these clinics. They are just excellent opportunities in various cities, very poor areas, for students and residents and graduate doctors who want to practice their faith, not just, you know, like I did for 20 years overseas, but also not just across the world, but across the street. And so these kinds of clinics like CCHC are an amazing opportunity for us to combat what for me as a missionary is a disturbing disconnect, to think that the only way really to serve God is to go 9,000 miles, when in reality, just around the block, a place like Christian Community Health Care in Grable and in Fort Wayne environs, an opportunity for frustrated docs like we were talking about earlier, employed physicians, nurses, dentists, can have this as an outlet, a very fulfilling and blessed, as Jesus said, to more to give than to receive, an opportunity for Christians in healthcare to volunteer and to do with their hands and to give to those who are in need and are not insured or who have very little. And it's an incredible example. It shuts up the world. It really shuts up the world for these kinds of opportunities, these kinds of clinics that represent Christ.
Well said, and very encouraging. Just another minute or so left, Dr. Chupp, and I hate to put you on the spot with a question like this. That's not my style, to ambush my guests.
I can't wait.
You probably have not had any time to think about this, or very little. But, you know, as you step into this new leadership position, I'm wondering, what would you like to see CMDA doing, perhaps in 10 years?
Well, we mentioned earlier, these are tough times in our culture. Secularism seems to be on the rampage, and Christians in healthcare are being challenged. Their right of conscience is being challenged. And so what I'd like to see happen for CMDA under my leadership and the wonderful, wonderful leadership of our board is that we continue to stand our ground. We have no mission drift. that we continue to support Christians in healthcare, to let them know they're not, you know, like Elijah thought, alone, that we are encouraging one another, and as much influence as we have in government and public policy circles, that we continue to speak the truth in love and demonstrate compassionate care. So what would I like to see? Reverend Tim Keller up in New York City has said the good news about today's secularism is that the mushy middle is disappearing. Mm-hmm. And what we're left with is people, if they name the name of Christ, they're serious about it. And so what I want to see CMDA do is to provide more and more resources and encouragement for Christians. We've expanded into nurse practitioners and physician assistants. We have optometrists now. We have all kinds of sections of specialists within medicine and dentistry joining with us and seeing their practices changed and making the name of Jesus and healthcare practice in the name of Jesus so attractive that, as I said earlier, it just shuts the world up.
Dr. Mike Chupp has been my guest. He is the new CEO of CMDA, the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. He'll be the keynote speaker on behalf of Christian Community Healthcare Ministries at A Heart for Our Community. That's coming up Monday evening, September 23rd, up at the Parkview Miro Center on the North Campus. And you can find out more. You can go ahead and get your tickets. Go to ChristianCommunityHealthcare.org, ChristianCommunityHealthcare.org. Meet Dr. Chupp, who is a Hoosier. Listen to him, be inspired, and get connected to this vital ministry. Dr. Chupp, thank you so much for taking the time. Best wishes as you start this new adventure.